Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning, Tony?
I'm doing very fine. Has game day for basketball been here before?
Game day from basketball came here once before in 2007. Indiana was in town, and at the time they said we had one of the largest crowds they ever had. It was probably the third year of the show, but this is their first trip back to the Breslin Center since 2007. This is actually Michigan State's sixth time being a part of the show, either as the home or road team, which is tied with Kansas and Kentucky for most in the nation. So it kind of tells you what ESPN thinks of this program nationally.
Well, let's tell us about what we can expect to see. How many fans do you think will come out, and what kind of preparations have you had to make?
You know, we would love to have another great showing, and you know, in some ways, if we could pack that lower bowl or maybe even get some people up into the upper deck. But we're going to start by filling the lower bowl all the way around. You know, obviously, the best seats will be kind of right behind the set, but they do enough shots from different angles that anywhere in the lower bowl, you got a definite chance to get a little FaceTime on television tomorrow. You're going to have Jay Billis, Reese Davis, Hubert Davis, Digger Phelps, and his highlighter will be there all tomorrow. The appearance by Coach Tom Izzo and at least some members of the MSU basketball team. You know, and it's just it's a good time. It's great analysis that they all provide, and you know, it's entertaining morning for everybody.
And what's really cool is the students get to go there and show their support. I'm sure the Izzo will be there in full force.
Yeah. You know, the doors open to the public at 8. We're actually letting the Izzo in a little bit earlier at 7:45. But you know, kind of all day is a day that we're hoping every fan becomes a part of the Izzo. You know, whether you're there for game day, whether you're there for the game. You know, it's a 9 o'clock game. Plenty of time to go out, have a nice dinner, and then come prepared to be a little rowdy at Breslin Center tomorrow night. You know, this is a big game for the Spartans, and a win, you know, gets everything back on track for an NCAA tournament bid. So, you know, it's an important day tomorrow for Michigan State, both with perception of the program nationally and, you know, also just looking at this year's team.
So the doors open up at 8 a.m. It's free admission. Now,
yep,
they'll be
absolutely free. There's no parking charge at Breslin. So, you know, but if someone wants to come in and concession stands will be open if you want to have your breakfast there as well.
And there will be live cut-ins as well as live broadcasts in the morning and at night, correct?
Yeah, beginning at 9 a.m. they'll have live cut-ins for SportsCenter, but from 10 a.m. to noon, it will be 2 hours of live programming right from Breslin.
And then what about pregame? Do they do some live broadcasting then?
You know, they do, you know, with it being right there on the court, or actually from a mezzanine platform. You know, they have a pregame show from 8 to 9, so if you can't attend the game tomorrow night, you'll want to check that out on ESPN beginning at 8 p.m., you know, but that's not as big a deal from a, you know, getting people to come to it from the standpoint of, you know, they're up on a mezzanine platform and you won't be able to get in the Breslin Center without your game ticket for the evening show.
And then the ESPN game will start at 9 o'clock. Are there any tickets left for that game?
You know, I never say there aren't for sure, but as of yesterday, you could not buy them. But, you know, a little trick I'll pass along to your listeners is always, you know, if you check a week out and it says there are no tickets online at MSUSpartans.com and you really want to go to the game, check back a day or so before the game, because a lot of times we'll get tickets that are returned, maybe from a visiting team or a group or something like that. You know, we'll get tickets returned, and so there's always a chance for a late ticket purchase opportunity, and sometimes that those are some, you know, even some lower bowls. It's not always, you know, the upper corners. A lot of times those are some good tickets that maybe we were held for something and something fell through. So, you know, whether it be this game or any game in the future, both football and basketball, you know, if it's a day before a game, go to MSUSpartans.com and you've got a chance, you know, maybe to snag a couple of late tickets.
ESPN Game Day presented by State Farm at the Breslin Center. Doors open up at 8 o'clock. It is free. Matt, thanks so much. We'll see you at the game.
Thanks, Tony. Enjoy this beautiful day here, huh?